are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Now, in South Africa, August is recognized as Women's Month, right? And we're getting into that. So we're going to be preparing just to discuss matters of national importance, as we look into that month. Now, National Women's Day, celebrated on 9 August, marks the high point of the month in totality. It's a time to reflect on the progress made in women's rights and empowerment, while also acknowledging the ongoing challenges and inequalities that still exist. And in honor of this, the Councillor Cup, right, together with the Women's Ministries, Department of the National Northern Conference of South Africa, present Let's Talk About It. It's a series that creates a space, a safe space, I must say, for real conversations about women's health. So do join us this afternoon as we'll be discussing with Danielle Hunter, the councillor, regarding this Councillor Cup and the Let's Talk series as a whole, the Women's Health series that is going to be really being highlighted and brought to the fore in this Women's Month as we come in. And she joins us now on the line. Good afternoon to you, Danielle, and welcome to the Maranatha Drive.
Good afternoon, Derek. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
Only a pleasure. Trusting that we find you well.
Yes, thank you.
Wonderful stuff. Thanks, by the way, for taking the opportunity to talk to us and our listeners. We appreciate you coming through.
I'm glad to be doing this with you this afternoon.
Wonderful stuff. Now, let's jump into this conversation here. Now, there seems to be so much mystery, right, around matters relating to women's health, and oftentimes those who are vocal are sometimes misguided or misinformed or simply are dishonest about it. What is the reason for the mystery and sometimes the whispered tones that we hear when speaking of menopause or fertility issues and other women's issues? Why the hush-hush?
Absolutely, right? There's been a long-standing culture of silence and shame surrounding women's health.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think back into your own home, you never heard your mom and your grandmother and your sister sitting down at a table and having this conversation,
Mm-mm.
right?
Taboo. Yep.
There's always been this stigma and this misinformation when it comes to topics like menopause and fertility and menstrual health, etc. So there's always been this negative impact on women physically, but as well as mentally. And like we said, this stems from deeply rooted societal norms where women were taught to suffer in silence, carry your burdens by yourself, because bodily functions were considered, like you said, taboo, and not something to be talked about, especially in public or with other family members, things like that. So because of this, the silence has been passed down through generations. It's something that has come from way yonder. And in the absence of open dialogue, myths and stigma and misinformation have taken the place of what should have been truth and education and empowerment for women.
So true. And I think we really need to turn the tide on that. How do you think social and economic disparities affect the way that women approach their health and wellness matters?
It's got a huge, it plays a huge role, right? Because women in lower income communities often lack the access and resources to get to quality healthcare, education, and safe spaces to even talk about what they're going through. Cultural expectations, limited mobility, and financial barriers prevent women from seeking the help that they so desperately need. And then also you have on the flip side, women in higher socioeconomic brackets may have access, but are still battling with misinformation, shame, and stress. And now we even have something in the medical fraternity called medical gaslighting.
Gee.
So women come, they try and find information, they try to talk to someone, and they're turned away. So the result is a wide imbalance where too many women go unheard, misdiagnosed, untreated, and eventually start questioning their own sanity.
That becomes a problem. And to hear that this is a term, it almost sounds like it's something that's new, and you're thinking in this day and age, in this day of awareness, we're still finding people who are treating others in this manner. There's still quite a long way to go, I think, and we need to work on that. What are the implications, though, on and perhaps even the consequences of silence or misinformation regarding what women's health is all about?
Well, you know, the consequences are deeply personal and widely systemic, right? Mm-hmm. Because silence leads to delayed diagnosis, untreated pain, women suffering for years, and this also results in mental health struggles. Women then isolate themselves, and it's really unavoidable. Mm. It's something that we could address and deal with. You know, the misinformation can lead to harmful practices, women seeking help and, like we said, going to the wrong people, getting the wrong information. And this thing causes distrust in the healthcare system, right? And internalized shame. Mm. And at a societal level, it reinforces inequality and perpetuates generational cycles of ignorance and disempowerment.
Yeah, and just to think it's all just about what people say and what they do, and it could turn the tide of it all, and here we are, instead of being part of the solution, we're just exacerbating the problem.
Mm.
Sometimes you feel almost defeated. Just say, are we making headway? Well, we're taking one step forward and 10 back. Maybe let's talk about solutions. Talk to us about this new series, Let's Talk, that's coming up next month. How does it address these issues, and perhaps who's invited to be on it?
Sure. So the Let's Talk series is our heartfelt response to the silence and the stigma surrounding women's health, right?
Okay.
It's a 4-part women's health and mental wellness webinar series launching this August, and it's so exciting because it's hosted by the Counselor Cup, but also in collaboration with the Northern Conference.
Okay.
It's going to provide, we hope and pray, a safe and biblically sound, mentally empowering and medically accurate space for real, honest, vulnerable conversations that start with the healing process, right? Mm. And so we're basically going to start on the 7th of August at 7 o'clock. We start with endometriosis. That's our first talk with Dr. Rumbi Masukume. And then on the 14th, again, we have autoimmune disorders in women with Dr. Jade Erasmus. And on the 21st of August, we have female cancers with Dr. Christine Eel. And on the 28th of August, we're talking about something that I know a lot of women in the responses that I've been receiving is waiting patiently to talk about, and that is menopause with Dr. Rumbi Masukume again.
Yeah.
You know, each session addresses a major topic that has long been whispered about, like we said, misunderstood in our communities, created fear, and we aim to replace that fear with facts and silence with support.
Okay.
That's what we're hoping for.
And you're saying this year, is it going to be, where is it going to be beamed? How can people access it?
So it's going to be on Zoom.
Okay.
And it's very important that people, you know, they can contact us via WhatsApp or email so that we can send them the registration link. Like we said, we want this to be a safe space for women to be able to talk. Mm-hmm. So it's not just going to be a Zoom link that is sent far and wide and everybody and anybody can kind of access. We want it to create that safe space for women.
So how can people access then your details so that they can register for that link?
So people are welcome to contact me on WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. I'll give you the number.
Okay.
It's 061-542-6440. So that's 061-542-6440. Or they can email us on the Counselor Cup, and Counselor was double L. So the Counselor Cup @gmail.com. And then we will respond and send them the registration link.
Wonderful stuff. How important is it when you look at these matters we're discussing, and that will be covered in the month of August, how important is it for men to be educated as well, you know, on these issues? Are there similar platforms perhaps where they can get such information?
It's a very important question, Derek, because you know, men are essential partners in women's wellness. None of us were created in isolation, right? We're there to be each other's helpmates. So whether they are husbands, fathers, brothers, or leaders, understanding women's health helps them to show empathy, firstly, to provide support that is really beneficial and needed, and also to dismantle stigma. You know, often when a woman has a husband that she can rely on and she can support, she feels supported, it takes half of the pain and the burden away. So we encourage men to attend. They're more than welcome to attend as listeners and learners. And even though this series is focused on women, we're hoping that this will spark an interest in our church community, in community in general, to creating similar safe spaces for men, particularly looking at mental health, parenting, emotional wellness, being, you know, there for each other as supportive partners, you know, from a Christian and cultural sensitive lens. Mm-hmm. I think it's really important that we start doing these things.
Yeah. And I like how you put it across that we are social beings, right? And we both need each other. You can't say it's a man's problem or it's a woman's problem. It's our problem, no matter which gender is affected. And sometimes you find that the one who's exacerbating is the other gender. So to leave them out of the solution won't help.
Absolutely.
We got a comment coming through here. Oh, which is what I was just saying, a WhatsApp line. Saying men are also the leading cause of women's health problems. Come on, guys. I don't think that's fair.
We're not going to dig into that today, Derek.
You know, we're moving right along.
Absolutely.
Now, what do you hope to achieve when you look at the series that you're going to be coming? That's going to be coming through next month. What's the objectives? Is it just awareness?
So our goal is to break the silence around women's health and the impact it has on their mental health.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
We want to equip attendees with practical knowledge and biblical encouragement. We want to empower women to advocate for themselves as well as other women. And we want to create a support network rooted in faith, compassion, and truth. Ultimately, we want every woman to know you're not alone.
Yeah.
You may feel alone, but you're not alone. You are not broken. And your mental health matters to God and to us.
And I think that goes such a long way before you even start addressing the problem. Just the fact that people understand I might be going through this by myself, but I'm not alone. There's somebody else there who cares. That just goes such a long, long way. And I forgot to ask, this program that's going to be coming through, when people register, is there a cost aligned to that?
So there's no cost. It's absolutely free.
Oh, okay.
So once they complete the registration link, we'll send them the link for the 7th of August to kick off. But it's absolutely free.
Wonderful stuff. And will this be a once-off event, or is it planned to be an ongoing series, or is it coming only once a year? Next August, we'll see it again?
Well, to be honest with you, this series is our first one, right? And it's certainly not going to be the last, because based on the overwhelming responses we've received, we plan to host a Let's Talk quarterly, exploring new topics, problems that women are facing on the daily, and deepening community engagement, because I think that's important, right?
True.
Showing people that they may, like you said earlier, they may be going through the most, but there is support and they're not alone. So we aim to develop resources and maybe start a couple of support groups. But definitely this is the start, we're hoping, of many more wonderful things to come. So we ask our listeners to please keep this initiative in your prayers.
Beautiful stuff. No, indeed, we will certainly encourage that as well. Now, Danielle, before we let you go, any final thoughts you'd want to leave, any encouragement you'd want to leave with somebody listening there?
Yes, sure, Derek. Thank you. I'd like to encourage your listeners. You know, when life hits us, we often think, you know, it's dark, it's gloomy, we're alone, we've got no one we can talk to. How can God let this happen?
Yeah.
It's so bad.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing is, we need to also realize that sometimes things happen for God to show us a new direction, a new perspective, give us a different purpose and a different calling. It may seem dark now, but it's not dark always, right? The greatest light is in the morning when the dawn comes. And so I want to encourage women to know that they're not alone. They have got a voice. They have got a platform. They just need to have the courage to reach out and want to be part of the solutions for our future generation girls.
Certainly. And I think that's such a profound thing to say. Now, before we let you go, those details again for those who want to register, the number and that email address.
Sure. So the contact number is 061-542-6440. So that's 061-542-6440. 6440. Mm-hmm. And then the email address is thecounselorcup@gmail.com. So that's thecounselorcup@gmail.com.
Wonderful stuff. Thank you so much once again, Danielle, and all the best with the program. And also may people's lives truly be changed as you go through that season.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon, Derek. God bless.
Thank you so much. Only a pleasure. Until next time.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. That's Danielle Hunter joining us this afternoon as they promote that series coming through in this coming month of August. It's titled Let's Talk, right? It's a series based on women's health issues, and you want to find yourself being a part of that. Don't miss out. And like you heard her saying there, you have to register for you to participate. You can see the poster, but you might not be able to find the details there. They won't be circulating the details of registration or how to log in, the login details to the Zoom sessions. You need to then find yourself getting those contact details to register on those platforms.
You are tuned to Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.